Hey bitches, what's up? It's hump day. Happy hump day, motherfuckers. I had a really great day, like emptying out our bank account and doing shopping and all the things. I made some rotisserie chicken in the air fryer, and I'm telling you, the smell in my house right now is fucking glorious. So I'm like, dude, I better go record a podcast before I go into a food coma. All the things. So, what's up? I hope your week is going amazing. I know yesterday was a fluke and I recorded a whole podcast without hitting fucking record. So, I'm still not over it. I would just say don't expect this relationship podcast for a hot minute because it was fire. And I just want to say my whole like positive insight to that, the victory I have is that I did not want to record a podcast yesterday. I was like, fuck this. I was so upset, so pissed. So I'm patting myself on the back today because I'm like, bitch, you just recorded another podcast, even though you didn't want to. You're upset, like distraught. I have no idea. But anyway, so I was having a conversation with a friend because that's where I get all of my topics and conversation pieces is from these conversations. I collect conversations, and she's just like, how do you do the podcast? Like, how do you do the lives? Like, how do you do these things? And so I think we'll talk a little bit about like going live, like kind of the public speaking. But then I want to talk to you bitches about small talk because here's the thing, I fucking hate it. I hate small talk. Like, I want to get right into the meat and potatoes. Like, do you believe in aliens? That kind of shit. Like, do you think the earth is round or flat? Do you think that there are lizard people? Like, I just want to know what people really think. Like, what are you afraid of? If you could change anything in your life right now. And I do this to people that are sitting at my bar when the time is, when I have the time and I can have conversations, is I ask those questions. Like, if you could change one thing about your life right now, what would it be? So I'm going to give you guys my tips and tricks for how I have become fearless to show up on social media. Like, I can go live and I just don't give a fuck. It's fine. But I can give you some strategies for like public speaking, right? This is something I flirted with speaking before COVID hit. I got to grace the stages and do some speaking on several online summits for a lot of fucking people. And I loved it, but I was terrified, like fucking terrified. Like I thought I was dying, having an anxiety attack, just like worried about all the things. But every single time I would get up there and I would get into my groove and my voice would stop shaking, I found my power, right? So these are some things, and this is not just like for you to be a keynote speaker, right, bitch? I'm not like, hey, go speak in front of an audience of 1,000 people. But like even being able to speak to a group of people, this can change like where you stand in your job. So it's any large group of people, that's the truth. But these are some things that really helped me. Like yesterday felt really off for me because I was not prepared. Okay. I wasn't prepared to lose my first topic. So having to pull something out of my ass, like I at least have a good idea. I'll go over some top key notes for what I want to say when I'm doing the podcast or when I go live. So it's just about being prepared. That's what makes me confident. That's what makes me comfortable. And then I can combat the nervousness. And if I know my topics, I can always go back to that. I've never been a person that can like read from the script. So anytime someone is like, I had this woman, we were on a Zoom last week, and she's so fucking excited to get me on her podcast, and I love it. She wants to talk about how to publish a book and all the things. And she's actually a publishing company, and she wants me to share my journey. And she's like, all right, so let's start going over the questions. And I'm like, no. I don't want to know the questions because then I'm going to try to practice and make sure the answers sound good. I like flying by the seat of my pants. I like the raw, unfiltered, unthought of version. Like, I want people to catch me off guard and make me think. That's the challenge of life, right? We want to expand the way our brain is working, but it is just getting organized and having like those keynotes because, bitch, I have squirrel brain, right? We can't pretend that you haven't noticed that I'm ADD. I jump around, but I try to keep a key set of notes to kind of pull myself back to topic. And not always, that doesn't always happen, but I do try to remember in the back of my mind, all right, what the fuck is your point? And another thing that makes it important is that you have to make information more important than you. Like most of the time, people aren't really there to watch you. They don't give a fuck about you. They're there for the information. They want to know what the fuck you have to say. So it's about sharing the best information. And it, if you're, you know, if you focus on like, man, I really want to enlighten this audience, the speaking just comes naturally because you're speaking from the heart. You want to keep it simple. You don't want to try to cram too much into a tiny little window. And this was like one of my flaws when I was speaking in front of an audience. You just want to get the biggest facts, the things that are going to be, you know, your most critical information. You don't want a fucking complicated speech that makes you look like this some wizard with charts and graphs and fucking put me to sleep. You just want to contain the most relevant material, and you just want to come to life, right? You just want to come to life. Another thing is like, I have been to a lot of events where I've heard speakers from everywhere, from all walks of life speaking. You kind of have to take into account who you're speaking to. What do they want to get from your speech, and then deliver it. So if you're like doing a speech at work and this is about your department's results and they suck, you're not going to show up with jokes and humor. You know what I mean? So they don't care about your storytelling. This is an audience that wants facts. Like, just give us the facts. Now, if you're speaking in front of an audience, you're trying to motivate them. Yeah, stories, jokes, those kind of things are fun to just flirt in and out of your main topic. Practice recording yourself. Set up a camera, record your performance, and listen to it without watching yourself. Okay. Because this is the thing where podcasting is easy for me. I don't have to re-listen to it. But if I do a Facebook Live, I just can't watch. I can't watch because I'll critique everything about myself. You know, bitch, we're our own worst enemy. So if you're doing it, you think about how do you sound? What are some things you can improve on? I mean, I would like to wish I could stop saying, it just comes. No matter how conscious I become of it, it's there. I do awkward pauses. I'm still trying to work on that. So this is shit that I'm telling you guys. I don't have my shit together. I'm not perfect at this. I'm just telling you how I've gotten from point A to point B. Bitch, I'm on my way to point C. I'm trying to grow a pair. We're leveling up here. It's fine. And then, you know, if you have the balls for it, watch yourself without listening on the same video. Do you have awkward or annoying mannerisms? Do you shuffle your feet? I probably like, you know, shuffle my fingers and get all crazy. I pull my ear. If you watch me do a live, bitch, I'm giving you some insight behind the scenes to Brandon motherfucking Lynette. If you go back and watch any of my old lives that I used to do, I get nervous and I just pull my ear. Like, I fuck with my earrings. I twist them around because my ears get hot and I just feel like, oh, fucking human, right? Listen, bitch, we don't all have our shit together. It's okay. It's okay. Sometimes you want to practice like giving your speech. I used to want to be famous and I would practice my damn award speech. You know, thank you to so and so. Practice, like visualize the things, visualize yourself on stage, calm, collected, visualize your audience engaged, making eye contact, laughing, reacting. You know, I bring tears to the crew. I bring tears to the audience, and that's not always my goal, but it's definitely one of those things where I have them emotionally. If I can grab them emotionally, then that impact I'm about to make with my final statement is going to sink in. When you are emotionally connected to a speaker, you're going to feel that. You're going to know that that thing is going to resonate with you, to want to make some change. And that's been my purpose for speaking, is to just want to make change, to help facilitate the changing of our thoughts and our thought process, to empower you, bitch. To empower you to take control of your life, to know that you can create whatever the fuck you want. Today, whatever happened or happens is in your power, bitch. You are the power. You're the magic. So I know it's fucking scary. I know it's scary, but that's kind of how I find myself not afraid to do the things. And then if you take the tips I just gave you and we combine that with ways to master the art of small talk, bitch, you're going to win with conversations with everyone. I think that's half of our problem is we get so safe and secure fucking being on our phones. Like, bitch, don't call me. If I see you calling, I'm going to delete it until, you know, I'm going to ignore the call until you text me. That used to be me. Now I'm like, stop fucking texting me and just call. Just call. Like, why are we texting? But y'all get comfortable with that texting shit because you don't like small talk. You don't like engaging in conversations. And most of this is just insecurities within yourself. It's so much fun to talk to people, to really talk to them. And I get it. Not everyone's born with a gift of gab or social confidence. Like, we're not all meant to be a talk show host, okay? Although, listen, bitch, I mean, I'd Watch that show. Bitch, I would watch that show. I would love to put some people on the hot seat and help them work their shit out. But yeah, I get it. I was introverted. I didn't have the skills. I was intimidated. I hated walking into just even an event, not even an event I was speaking at. I'm like, oh my God, there's so many fucking people. I can't even deal with this. I can't deal with this. But the thing is, like, I have met some incredible people at these events. And it's because guess what? I stop worrying about myself. And these are the strategies I use to have conversations to meet new people. And I mean, I have the greatest contacts in my book. This is exactly how I met my publishers, the publishing company that I signed a 2-book contract with that turned into 5. Toot toot to my home, bitch. This was all because I got the courage at an event to be able to have the small talk, to have the courage to ask questions, to have the courage to go up to someone that is highly skilled in the profession that I admired. I went up, I asked the questions, I got the answers. He made an introduction and bam, there you go. There you go, bitch. That shit unfolded because I had the fucking balls to go up and have a conversation. And I know at every event, this is something I've told my husband, every time I travel, and I'm not now, I'm not traveling because the baby's 4 and I can't put her in a backpack and she's too busy. So I'm not going to travel again until she's a little bit older because I'm not willing to sacrifice that time. But when I do start traveling, and when I have traveled, what's important to me is that at every event, I meet someone or something that turns the course of my future, my choices, everything I'm doing onto a magical path. Like I get something out of every fucking event. And it's because I go with that intention of like, all right, I'm going to go hook up with these people. I'm going to do these things. I psych myself out the whole plane right there. But bitch, I do these things. So I want you to learn to like, even have, you know, the mindset and the intention of like, you're going to meet new best friends. Maybe you're going to meet the love of your life or a future employer. Maybe you're going to meet someone, you guys are going to collaborate on something fucking huge. You just never know. But if you go with the intention and the mindset that anything is possible, that's what happens. So the things that have worked for me is that I'm curious. It's an effective way to stop thinking about you, bitch. And that's what you're doing. When you go into a room with people, you're just like thinking about yourself. Get curious about other people. Decide that you're going to learn as much as you can from and about the people you're with. Ask questions and get to the bottom of their character. Ask the questions. Use the power of questions. I do this with people when I'm on a plane. I do the same thing. Like, hey, what is it that you do? I just start asking the questions because man, sitting close to people, y'all, it's not the greatest experience always, but it's easy to just take that stress of like, first of all, I hate flying. Second of all, I hate people. I don't hate people, but you get it. I have social anxiety. I really do. I overthink it. I'm thinking about myself. I'm like, oh my God, is there something wrong with me? All these things. Take that off of you. Use the power of questions. And the great thing about them is that it's going to keep the other person talking for a while. So you really don't have to think of the things. And I'll do this. Like if I'm on a podcast interview and I'm like feeling awkward and there's not flow, because there's some podcast hosts that just don't have the flow. And I'm sure in my experience of podcasting, as I start bringing guests on here, there may be someone that I have across from me that may not have the same flow. So you've got to save that, and it'll give me time to rethink, regauge the conversation if I can keep them talking for a few minutes. But it also leaves the other person thinking you're a brilliant conversationalist, right? So don't ask questions that are like, yes, no. Just don't. Be courteous with your attention. So it's not about like looking at someone like, hey, so do you really think that they are, you know, cross-producing alien people with humans in a laboratory under the Denver airport? I guess that could be answered yes or no, huh? But you want to ask them this question, but you don't want to ask that bitch and then look at your phone and start scrolling through your messages, okay? Nothing irritates me more than someone that fucking asks me something and then gets distracted and does something on their shit. Like, I want to choke the fuck out of you. Like, if you're going to talk to me, look me in the eyes and say what the fuck you're going to say. I teach my kids that. I'm like, look at me. Put your game down if you have something to say to me. Like, talk to me. So put your phone away. Be courteous with your attention. Make eye contact, bitch. I'm telling you, half of you, I want you to practice this tomorrow. Legit making eye contact with people. Do it and smile. Like, you change the course of your energy and someone else's by doing this. But yeah, put your phone away, bitch. You can survive without it. In fact, most events, I don't even have my phone on me. Like, I used to, just to scroll and like not look awkward, I made it look like I was busy, right? Oh, I'm doing something. I'm so important. So many people are emailing me. No, bitch, I was like scrolling Facebook like, fuck, oh my God, this is so nerve-wracking. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what to say. I don't know anyone here. So then I would just pretend I was busy. Bullshit. So you can always steer the conversation to something interesting. Like, work and weather are so, oh my God. I swear, if I ever meet you face-to-face and you're like, how's the weather? I'm just going to like punch you in the throat. Like, I love you, bitch. I love you. And I hope we can hug first. So don't ask me some dumb questions, okay? That talk is boring. And this is why I don't like small talk. I don't. It's exhausting to me. And I mean, you can talk. This is the thing. Working in a bar, right? I've learned since I've been bartending since I was 18, bitch. You want to avoid controversial topics. But do we? Do we? Because I don't. I don't. I push the envelope even at the bar. They are questionable, but I honestly want to know what people believe. And it's, if you're going to ask people questions about what they believe politically or where they stand religiously, fucking be ready and be non-judgmental. Understand that your personal perspective of this person could change. I've met some people that once I find out what they really believe, I had a little different perspective of them. Like, you want to align yourself around people that believe the same thing, but you also want to be around people that believe something different to challenge your beliefs. I promise you, I don't care what topic you bring to me right now. If you brought every fucking voting topic on the ballot right now, I can see every fucking side. And that doesn't mean, bitch, that I'm going to vote for it. Okay. It doesn't. I vote for what aligns with my core beliefs and my values, but I respect you. And every conversation I have when I'm pushing the envelope of like, you believe this. Why do you believe this? I want to know, you believe in God. What is God to you? What does that mean? I love that conversation because then people turn around and they're like, well, do you believe in God? Yes, I do. He is in me. He's in you. He's in all of us. He's everything. He is everything. And there is nothing I could ever be more grateful for. I love those conversations. They're magical. They're expanding. They teach me new things. They teach me new perspectives. But you've got to be open. So it's not a matter of judgment where you are going to try to convince someone what you believe. That's fucking ridiculous. So if you can come out here on the internet in public conversations and do the things and understand that you're going to come from a level of openness and not judgmental, you are not going to change anyone's opinion. Okay. There's no one that's going to listen to this podcast that can't stand people saying the word fuck and get through my podcast. And I'm not here to convince you. Bitch, just keep listening. There's some good content here. Fuck no. Get the fuck off. It's not for you. There's other people that say exactly what I say in a whole different language. I'm not going to convince you to like this. I'm not going to convince you to sign up. That's okay. My bitches are here. My real solid fucking listen bitch family. I feel you. I feel you. And yes, bitches, I feel you as family. You are in my intentions. You are in my prayers. You are in my shit. Like, you are just a part of this energy of this podcast. That's fucking big to me. So yeah, you don't want to try to piss people off and you don't want to be judgmental and you're not going to convince people to believe in your political party if that's not what they believe, okay? No more than you're going to convince me. What I believe is what I believe and I may not know shit. None of us do. Bitch, none of us know shit. We do not know. And there's no one in the world that gives a real truth if they're working in the government. Everything is a fucking half-truth and our job is just to decipher it, right? Like, figure out, all right, is this a political move? Yeah. Yeah, it is, bitch, because look at their history, right? And then what does this really happen? Like, what's happening? Because half the shit that happens in this world, we don't fucking know about. Those alien babies getting made in the basement of the fucking Denver airport, bitch, we don't know about that. We do, but we're never going to see the proof, right? We're never going to see the horrors that are happening in these laboratories. But that shit's out there. I just got off topic because I just, like, the image of how horrifying the shit is happening. But we don't know the truth about everything. So stop trying to convince people that your beliefs are superior, okay? I love and respect the people that do not believe in God. It's a part of the fabric of my woven existence. It's a part of it. The atheist, I understand you too, bitch. I understand that your parents shoved religion down your throat so hard that they left physical scars. I get it. You got the shit beat out of you because you didn't believe in God when you were little. I wouldn't want to believe in that God either. I get it. I love you. I honor you. I respect you. I'm never going to force anyone to believe in what I believe. I believe in the magic of energy. I think God gave us the greatest gift of energy, and it comes from the earth. It's fucking everywhere. It is in every air particle that you are breathing, inhaling, all the shit. Like, we are beyond blessed. We are so fucking powerful that it's sad to see people wasting their life sometimes. It's really sad. Another thing that I think is important, and this is really hard for me because I always have the mindset. This is something I have to journal about today because it just came up. I'm always like, man, I'm terrible with names. That's a limiting belief, right? So I would like to say I'm getting better at remembering names. And I really am. I'm getting better at remembering names because I'm meeting a lot of new people working in the public eye again. I have to write it down a few times, but I do remember. And sometimes they'll tell me a great story and I have a reason to lock in their name. But get their name and use it. The more I use their name in a conversation, where I'm like, thank you, Randy. Thank you so much for, coming in tonight. Thank you for the jokes, all the things. I'll see you next week, Randy. Take care, Randy. That helps. But you want to use the conversation, their name in the conversation. It's a big deal. And then you bump into them again and you're like, oh my God, Randy, how's it going? You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, holy shit, that feels good, right? Another tip I'm gonna give you is don't be afraid to cut your losses. Like, some conversations are not meant to happen, so don't take it personal, okay? You never know what's happening with that person. Don't fucking take it personal, okay? I was a very introverted, insecure motherfucker, and people would talk to me and I was cold as ice. I'm like, bitch, don't talk to me. And it had nothing to do with them. It was my insecurity. My insecurity. You can ask my husband. The first few years of our life, I was the don't touch me girl. Like, he could not take me anywhere in public where my elbow would bump with someone else's, like concerts, anything. I'm like, babe, don't let him fucking touch me. Don't look at me. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. And it was my insecurity. It was just me, like, not being in that space. So don't take it personal if someone treats you like that. So, if you're standing in a room of people and you're feeling awkward, just be like, oh my gosh, I need to go find something to drink. Or, it was nice speaking to you. I just saw Mary walk in. I'm going to go say hi. Whatever it is, if the conversation is awkward, just ditch and who cares? And I'm going to tell you something I really have to work on, okay? Because in case you don't know, bitch, if you have not noticed, I'm heavily tattooed, okay? And when I got these tattoos, I was 30 years old, coming off of a divorce where I wasn't allowed to get tattoos. And I got a cover up of a bullshit tattoo I'd wanted to cover up for 20 years and I wasn't allowed to. I got this cover up and I kind of got addicted. And I'm like, you know what? I want to be covered. And my tattoo artist is like, man, you're asking for a whole different world here, getting your neck done, your arms, your hands, everything. Like, it's a whole different world, Brandon. I'm like, yeah, I just want to make sure that motherfuckers that don't like it don't talk to me. It was a wall. Okay. These tattoos were a huge wall. And that was my intention because my ex-husband was like, never get tattoos. So I'm like, I want to make sure I never meet someone like him again. It was my protection, right? It was like my little security blanket. But I'm obsessed with the art now, and my artwork is beautiful. It's beautiful. So I've learned something in my days of being in the public now. Number one, my tattoos are intimidating. But what softens them and softens me is a fucking smile. I smile, and I suddenly, like, the first thing I'm going to tell you every conversation, and especially in elderly people, like, 70, 80, 90-year-old people are like, oh my God, your tattoos are so beautiful. I hear this every time I go in public. I mean, I get the compliments of the tattoos forever, but the thing that changes it is that I smile. When you smile, you are inviting and you're not intimidating. It changes the whole energy of your face, the whole energy of your body. And I know that. And I've used that as a way to be open to people. I want people to come talk to me. I want people to have conversations with me. I want that now. I'm excited. Like, who am I going to meet today? Every time I go to work, I'm like, man, who am I going to meet today? Who do I get to meet today? This life is about networking, bitch. It is about networking. Not everyone is going to be thrilled to talk to you. At the end of the day, that is your problem. Keep going until you find the people that do want to talk to you. It doesn't take long. But you master these tips I gave you today, you can crush your live video. So stop telling your upline, oh, I'm afraid to go live. Bullshit. Stop, turning down these corporate meetings, these local greet and meets or meet and greets, whatever the fuck you call them. Get out there, put yourself out there. We are meant to network, to expand our conversations, to expand our friends list in real life and on the internet. But these are some pretty fucking dope ass ways to just grow your confidence in this shit, okay? Just remember, at the end of the day, no matter how someone acts or is or responds to you, it has nothing to do with you. Nothing. I love you, bitch. Happy hump day. And jump into my Listen Bitch Facebook group and let me know what we're talking about tomorrow, because today was great. I got the conversation out of my inbox. I don't have anything yet for tomorrow. So how are we gonna start our Thursday morning? I want to do a giveaway. I do want to do a giveaway. When we get to 1,000 listeners, I'm gonna do a giveaway. And I think last time I looked, I was at like 730. I think I'll find out right now for sure. But I want to expand that. We need to figure out a way. So help me brainstorm in the group. Like, what's a good way to get your name in a list for a giveaway? Right. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. You can subscribe to my emails. Yesterday I did not send an email, and today you're not getting an email. And nobody's gonna die. I'm setting my intention and reevaluating the power of that email list, because I put a lot into that, and I just feel like it's not a lot back. Like, coming here on this podcast, like, you bitches are on fire. I hear the feedback every day. I'm touching someone, I'm impacting someone. Emails, like, the response has been really slow lately. So maybe that's just not what works for me. So I'm reevaluating that. If you are someone that gets my emails every day and you're like, holy fuck, you can't stop sending these emails, bitch, then we can recalculate. We can readdress this. I don't know. We'll look at it. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you share this with your friends, family. And bitch, I'm telling you, if you will, I will send you business cards for you to plaster this everywhere, to hand it out to people, put it on everybody's desk at work. I don't give a fuck. Put it on windshields in the parking lot at the mall. Whatever it is, get people listening to Listen, bitch, because I'm here for this. I'm here for this. I'm super excited. Let's make a bigger impact.